Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter, but it's in the mornings. And yes, I almost...
Good thing we don't need internet to do a radio show.
I know, dude.
We'd be screwed. Your internet over there. Dude, when you fired the computer up this morning, did it go...
Pretty much. Pretty much. I don't know what's going on, man. Like, Friday, everything was working fine. But then, like, in the afternoon, I came in, and it was like, F you, bro, I'm not going to work anymore. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I downloaded something.
You're in turtle mode. You're in turtle mode. You need to put it up to rabbit mode.
Where's rabbit mode? Where's the switch for rabbit mode? I don't think I downloaded anything bad. Ever since that one email I clicked on like a few months ago that got me in a lot of trouble. Look, it was a really convincing email. And I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I got to follow this link. And I pretty much shut down the whole system.
It's Brock just randomly clicking on things.
Yeah. I'm like a grandma who just falls for every spam email. I'm like, oh, hey, this person.
What happened?
This person needs $5,000.
Give them your credit card number. Why?
If I don't send it right away, they're going to take my Cadillac.
Yeah. Give me your phone, Grandma.
It might be smart. I need a guy here that like goes through all my emails or like stands next to me and be like, can I click this? No, don't click this. Nope. Can I click this? No, don't click it. So anyway, I don't know what I downloaded, what I clicked on, but it's terrible, man.
Yeah, murdered it. OJ'd your computer, basically. That's what happened.
And see, here's the thing. At work, I only watch dirty videos on my phone. I'm smart about that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're screwed. You're going to have to get a new computer.
I honestly may be. And Engineer Terry's going to be so mad at me because it's like the third one in this studio.
He's the one that's going to have to build it, you know?
You know what really sucks, too, is that like all of my stuff that's saved on here, I'm going to have to go through that whole rigmarole again. Oh, man. Anyway.
Oh, no.
What?
There's a lot of stuff saved, man.
Yeah.
Don't lose all that.
Yeah, it's all going to be gone, buddy. All going to be gone. Anyway. Enough of my horrible internet clicking habits. We got to get to sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're a...
Oh, you're a little thirsty, are you?
You won't be thirsty anymore because... You got a fridge stacked full of Bud products, man. It's great.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go, man. We're going to do some scores. We're going to keep it pretty simple this morning because we're kind of running short on time here. NFL, Ravens last night. Ravens beating the Lions. What's going on?
Is that your old sports report?
Why are they reporting this again? No, this isn't because, dude, it is the old sports report.
This is the worst show.
Hey, I don't have anything, dude. Seriously, I don't. This is what? Hang on a second.
This is just the worst show. This is just the worst morning show,
dude.
Ever. Oh, no. You know, I got no internet.
Pull up a story real quick, dude.
I don't got any sports, man.
Go to Premier. You got Premier pulled up, right? Read a story real quick while I recoup.
How about this? How about, actually, this is kind of a big story. Where'd it go? Dude, everyone, I'm so sorry. This is a garbage morning show. You know, all we got to do is just spend like 20 minutes before the show starts to... Cleveland has played its final home game as the Indians. They're ditching the nickname they've had since 1915 for one that's less offensive, you know, to Native Americans. Starting next season, the team will be called the Cleveland Guardians. By the way, Cleveland beat Kansas City 8-3. So it's not, they said the nickname, but it's not the nickname, right? It's always been the Cleveland Indians, right?
Mm-hmm. It's always been the Indians, for sure.
Okay, look, I have no problem them getting rid of the Indians moniker, okay? It was a name given to them a long time ago. Obviously, Indian is not the proper term for Native Americans, and the reason they were called Indians is because that dumbass Christopher Columbus thought he was in India. I just
never knew it was offensive. That word was offensive. Like, I've never, like, I mean, maybe I'm way off on this. And I'm not trying to offend anybody or anything because I love Indians.
Yeah.
Or Native Americans, I should say. But I've never heard anybody say that term in, like, an Indian. Hey! Hey! You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are we making it offensive? Like, have you seen an Indian, or I'm sorry, dang it, Native American? Be like, dude, come on. You know, just, ease up a little bit. I've never heard that.
Well, I think because, Hunter, us in our little bubbles that we live in, you know, it doesn't really affect us day to day. You know,
here's the question. Did we say it was offensive, or did the Indians say it was offensive, or Native Americans?
I don't know how this whole thing started. I really don't. Can I be honest? The thing I'm most upset about is that they picked Guardians. Like, I'm fine. Change the name, all right? Get rid of the offensive stuff. Hey, go for it. And that doesn't bother me. If there's people that have a problem with it, you know, okay, that's fine. But you went with Guardians?
What are you guarding? The end zone? Are you on defense the whole time?
That's what really bothers me. They picked the cheesiest, like, fourth grader name. Like, that's like,
it's an XFL name. That's what it is.
That's the kind of name you give to a third grader soccer team. Like, okay, we got the Galaxy and we got the Guardians. Like, not for professional sports. It's horrible. What a horrible name.
Washington's still in shambles of what they're going to pick for a name that they just leave it.
Leave it as the football. The Washington football team. I'd rather have that than something like the Washington Starbursts. Like, it's like, shut up. What is this, a toddler T-ball league? Get out of here. I hate that.
That was just
Cleveland
my question,
Guardians.
Though. It's just, yeah. I think we're.
I think that's that's a conversation for I think a different place in time. Obviously, we don't want to shy away from racism or things that are offensive. You know, if it bothers people, but it is what it is. The name's being changed, and that's it. That's what people need to get over. What I will not get over though is that they picked the worst replacement name. Okay, that is just every time I hear the Cleveland Guardians, like I would be embarrassed to cheer for the Cleveland Guardians. Here we go, Guardians. Like what? It just sounds so cheesy and so lame.
Time to pick another team.
I mean, man, oh man. Like even the Cleveland baseball team, I'd rather see that. You know, give them some cool old throwback jerseys, you know, make it because Cleveland's had a baseball team for a long time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do something, I don't know, cool. Is there anything else in Cleveland you can, you know?
Not really. No. Here, to be honest with you, no.
Isn't the...
It's a terrible name, Brock. I think we can chalk it up as that, right?
Yeah. Isn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Call them the Cleveland Riffs. That's better than that.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Cleveland Riffs? It sounds pretty good.
I just thought about... right here, just right now, I thought of a better name, all right, than the Cleveland Guardians.
Guardians.
Stupid.
All right, before I get too pissed off, let's not talk about baseball anymore.
Let's
get some scores out there. Well, actually, real quick, before we finish baseball, White Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 8-7. Cubs were off. Tonight, Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh, going to be playing the Pirates, 6:35. Tigers in Minnesota playing the Twins at 7:40. Reds going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. NFL last night. That's what I wanted to get to, really, man. Cowboys beating the Eagles 41-21. Watched about half of it last night until I had to go to old bed. But, dude, Dak Prescott, man, I'm telling you, Dak looking good. There's a little bit of confidence. And they did, like, a pregame interview with him. You know how they always do that before, like, Monday Night Football, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying, when was it? Because he's been having some ankle injuries, right? It's been kind of haunting him for a while. And they were saying, hey, when was the first time that you kind of knew that? Because it looks like it's okay. And he's like, yeah, it's good. He's like, when was the first time you really realized that? He was like, first game. He's like, everybody knows that first game. And they were playing Tampa. And, dude, Cowboys played fantastic.
Yeah.
Prescott said he planted the foot and made a linebacker miss. This is like first quarter, like midway through. They actually showed the play. Made the linebacker miss. And he said right at that given moment, he's like, I got it back. I know. It's good.
Oh, nice.
And dude, you know what? I'm telling you, man, as much fun as we made fun of that dude, as much as we said in the past, like, hey, he's washed up. He's not as good as everybody.
This guy sucks.
Usually we end up biting our feet. You know, we end up biting our lip later on. And we're doing that right now, Brock, because Prescott is playing, boy.
You know, all those times where we sat here on our cushy chairs in our frumpy outfits and said, oh, yeah, Dak Prescott's washed up. We were wrong.
But. Dude, the boy could play. So, Dallas back on the map. America's team possibly could make a Super Bowl run, they're talking. So,
I like it.
Good luck over there, man.
I like it.
Anyway, that's it. We kind of scrambled in sports this morning.
We made it work.
I'll have something more prepared next hour here for you, but it worked.
I have the perfect way to end this. Brandon messaged me and said they should have named them the Cleveland Steamers.
Ah, damn, nice. There you go, Brandon. Cleveland Steamer.
If you don't know what a Cleveland Steamer is.
Hey, you know what? They wouldn't have to change the colors.
No. No. Look, go look up Cleveland Steamers. Hey, Alexa, what's the definition of Cleveland Steamer? All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Shimmy, shimmy, go for work. Catch it to the ground. Light it up and take a buck.
All right, enough of that. Let's do it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I could use a delicious Bud Light or other Bud product, they got you covered right there. Boom.
Hey, you got something. I don't have sports. I'm just kidding.
I swear to God.
Major League Baseball yesterday. Let's go, man, because we are cut short on time last hour.
Baseball. White Sox.
Baseball. White Sox beat the Tigers 8-7. Cubs were off. Tonight, there are some games. Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Pirates 6:35. Tigers going to be in Minnesota playing the Twins at 7:40. Catch that on 94.9 WSJM. Reds going to be Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Do you also listen to a little Tigers baseball yesterday? So you guys know I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I gave it a little shot yesterday. I had it on in the background. Dude, there's something about listening to it on the radio that's just kind of relaxing. The announcers kind of crack me up because they'll kind of go off and start talking about things, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
They'll kind of just start talking about random things because they can, because they have the time in between pitches to just really talk about whatever. And some of the guys just crack me up. They get real personal.
Yeah.
Some things that piss them off. I like it when they get pissed. You know? This is just ridiculous.
So my wife's cheating on me, Hank. I don't know if you knew that. Whoa, here, Gary, we got a baseball game to cover here. I know.
Seriously,
but I got some
though. Yes. It's kind of a nice thing about baseball.
Yeah.
It's a little personal. Anyway, moving on. NFL. That's enough of baseball. NFL, last night, Cowboys beating the Eagles 41-21. Dak Prescott threw for 3 touchdowns. First home game since he suffered an ankle injury on the same field almost a year ago. Trevon Diggs returned an interception 59 yards for a score. Cowboys dominated the Eagles 41-21. Ezekiel Elliott ran for a season-high 95, 2 touchdowns. Dude, Cowboys looking good. They look good the first week. I didn't really get to watch them the second. This week, I watched half the game last night and was like, damn, they haven't skipped a beat, man. Dak is looking good. I got to watch an interview, too, pre-game interview. I guess I never really got to sit down and watch him in an interview. I like him,
We just judged him.
I just like ripping on people for no given reason, but cool dude, you know? There you go, Dak.
You know what? No, I'm not gonna take back anything we said because you know what? You're a professional athlete and you need to perform like a professional athlete, okay? All right.
Hey, I'm still not gonna put money on you though. I still wouldn't. It's only the third game. There's a lot of games and a lot of football and things happen, man. So
for sure.
But yeah, there you go. So far, Dak, dude, killing it. It's pretty cool, man. More pro football. Bears fans. Sorry. Remember when the Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields told reporters last month that the NFL game was, he said, this is in quotes, dude. Well, the game is actually kind of slow. It's kind of slow. Well, it didn't take long for that comment to bite him. Sunday, game against the Browns. Yeah, it's a pretty fast game there, Fields. Yeah, sacked 9 times. Dreadful 26-6 loss. Ah, dude. Here's the thing. In the NFL, you just don't say anything.
Yeah. Now, your best thing to do is just put your head down, go play your game.
Practice.
Yeah. Yep.
The moment you start talking trash, dude, it's like, dude, there's so many other athletes out there that are just as good, if not better.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they're just waiting for that. They're just waiting for that motivation for you to open your mouth up, say something. And like, all right, now you pissed the whole other team off.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
It's like pissing Michael Jordan off. Like the guys in the playoffs, like, dude, what? Don't piss Michael off.
Yeah.
Why'd you say that? Now we're definitely going to lose.
Hey, it kind of happened with Rodgers after getting embarrassed by the Saints. And he came back.
First week. Yeah, he had a terrible game the first week. But what do? You pile on. You let him know. You make fun of him. And now look.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
You Lions fans know every bit about that. Anyway, sorry, I don't know why I'm ranting.
It's all right. It's okay. You're passionate
more
about
pro football.
Sports.
Well, one more story here real quick. Kansas City Chiefs got some good news. And I got to reiterate from a story yesterday. Kansas City's got some good news. Status of head coach Andy Reid. 63-year-old was taken to the hospital in an ambulance following Sunday's loss to the Chargers with an undisclosed illness. So I thought he popped his knee, blew his knee. Maybe I was watching a different game. There's a lot of games on the TVs that Sunday. One of the coaches that got blown out in the knee, dude, and it didn't look good. But maybe it wasn't Andy. Anyway, he got sick, stayed overnight, was released yesterday in great spirits. Team expects him to be back to work today. So Andy Reid's good, man.
Good.
Wilford Brimley.
He does have a hell of a mustache, I will say.
Looks like
that.
A walrus, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
If you get into the Google, type in Andy Reid walrus. I'm serious, dude. It's hilarious. There's a side-by-side picture, and you're like, dude, effing walrus.
If you have a bunch of free time like Hunter and I do, type in Andy Reid walrus, and you'll be good to go.
You might chuckle a little bit. Anyway, there you go. That's your sports.
That's all you got for us?
Yep.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We will be back with more. Stick around.